When you look at the world from geopolitical lenses, the world is literally on fire. Russia and Ukraine are still fighting. The Middle East is unstable because of the Iran-US-Israel conflict. Trump's tariff policies are shaking global trade again. Supply chains are uncertain. Energy prices are unpredictable. And in the middle of all this chaos, one country is quietly walking around the world saying, while everyone is fighting, come build with us. That country is India. And that is exactly why Prime Minister Modi's recent five-nation diplomatic tour is far more important than many people realize. This was not just another random foreign trip, filled with handshakes, photos, and ceremonial speeches. This looked more like a global business campaign, almost like a CEO of a giant company traveling market to market, pitching why investors should put their money into India before the rest of the world catches up. And honestly, when you look carefully, the timing becomes very interesting because Prime Minister Modi was not traveling randomly. He went exactly where the money, technology, and strategic influence exist. First UAE, then the Netherlands, then Norway, then Sweden, and finally Italy. A five-nation tour running from May 15 to May 20. Now here's the important thing. Many people immediately start asking, is India facing some economic problem? Why is Prime Minister Modi suddenly pushing so aggressively for deals and investments? And at first glance, the question sounds logical because usually when leaders travel this aggressively for investments, people assume the economy is under pressure. But when you actually look at the numbers, the story becomes very different. India is still one of the fastest growing major economies in the world. GDP growth for financial year 2026 is expected around 7.4%. FDI inflows are still strong. Manufacturing investments are rising. Global companies are expanding operations inside India. So India is not going around the world saying, please save us. No, India is walking into these meetings with a different mindset. More like, the world is unstable right now, so maybe this is the perfect time to reposition India as the safest long-term bet. And this is where the Norway visit becomes extremely important. Because Norway was not just another diplomatic stop. This visit has symbolism, big symbolism. This was the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Norway in more than 40 years. That alone tells you this was not just some random diplomatic calendar event. And then came the India-Nordic Summit in Oslo. India sat down with Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, and Iceland together. Now think about what these countries represent. They are not huge military powers. They are not loud geopolitical players like the US or China. But they are incredibly rich in something India wants badly. Advanced technology, green energy expertise, maritime technology, digital innovation, and sovereign wealth capital. Especially Norway. Norway controls one of the biggest sovereign wealth funds in the world, meaning enormous long-term investment power. And India knows this. So what did Prime Minister Modi do? He didn't go there talking emotionally. He went there selling opportunity. Green hydrogen, green ammonia, digital public infrastructure, healthcare research, AI cooperation, space cooperation, maritime economy, Arctic research. Even India's Arctic station Himadri became part of the conversation. Now pause for a second and think how unusual this is. 20 years ago, India was mostly pitching cheap labor and outsourcing. Today, India is talking about AI, Arctic strategy, underwater technologies, digital infrastructure, green transition, and trusted technology partnerships. That itself tells you how India wants the world to see them now. Not just a low-cost economy, but as a strategic partner for the future global order. And honestly, the timing is smart, because right now every major economy is nervous. Europe is dealing with energy insecurity. Global companies are worried about overdependence on China. Trade routes are becoming risky. Supply chains are fragmenting. This is exactly where India sees an opening. The entire China plus one supply chain diversification strategy is happening globally, where companies keep manufacturing or sourcing in China, but also set up at least one more production and procurement base in another country. India wants to become the biggest beneficiary of it. And the government knows something very important. These opportunities do not stay open forever. When global companies are uncertain, they look for stability, not perfection, just relative stability. And compared to many regions right now, India looks comparatively stable. Large market, young workforce, growing infrastructure, democratic system, massive consumption base. So Prime Minister Modi's diplomacy right now feels less like traditional politics and more like strategic positioning during global uncertainty. Almost like a shopkeeper during a storm. When every other shop in the market is facing disruption, the smart shopkeeper quickly opens his store wider and says, "Come here, business is safe here." This is the mood India is trying to create globally. And look carefully at another important layer. India has already signed or expanded multiple trade frameworks recently, the EFTA agreement. Growing trade engagement with Europe, stronger ties with Gulf countries. These agreements are like building highways, but highways alone don't create traffic. You still need vehicles to move. That is where these diplomatic visits matter. The agreements create the framework. Prime Minister Modi's tours are trying to convert that framework into actual investment pipelines, factories, technology partnerships, research cooperation, supply chain relocation, basically turning diplomatic relationships into economic ecosystems. But at the same time, this does not mean everything is perfect. There are real pressures. Trump's tariff environment is creating uncertainty globally. The Iran conflict threatens energy routes. Shipping costs remain volatile. Global demand is slowing in some sectors. And then one more important thing many people ignore. India's net FDI story is weaker than gross FDI headlines. Yes, money comes in, but money also flows out. Which means India still needs sustained long-term capital formation if it seriously wants to hit massive economic targets, like becoming a $5 trillion economy. So there is definitely urgency, but urgency is not the same as desperation. That difference is very important. A desperate country asks for rescue. A strategic country sees instability as opportunity. And right now, India appears to be choosing the second path. In many ways, Prime Minister Modi is acting less like a traditional politician on this tour and more like the global salesman in chief for India, traveling market to market, pitching India as the manufacturing hub, a green energy partner, a digital powerhouse, a geopolitical balancing force, and maybe, most importantly, a stable destination in an unstable world. And honestly, whether people support Prime Minister Modi politically or not, this broader strategy is quite visible now. India is trying to position itself before the next global economic order fully settles. Because once global supply chains permanently shift, whoever captures those investments early may dominate the next 20 to 30 years. And India clearly does not want to miss that moment. Now the real question is not whether the diplomacy looks impressive. The real question is how much of this actually converts into real factories, real jobs, real investments, and real long-term economic gains for ordinary Indians. Because announcements are easy. Execution is everything. And over the next few years, that is what we will truly find out. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.